Station, WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom called Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's threat to deploy Marines amid protests in Los Angeles, quote, deranged behavior. He had also said that President Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard was not necessary. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks the president made the right decision.
Gavin Newsom has shown an inability or an unwillingness to do what is necessary there. So the president stepped in. That's real leadership, and he has the authority and the responsibility to do it.
That followed 2 days of clashes in these protests. The deputy director of the FBI says there have been arrests made in Los Angeles and in New York City. At midnight, the travel ban takes effect after the executive order President Trump signed last week. It blocks travel to the U.S. for people from 12 countries and restricts travel from 7 others. No injuries reported in Bogota, Colombia after an earthquake. Also there, a 15-year-old's been arrested in yesterday's shooting of a senator. This is ABC News. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador, remains in federal custody in Tennessee. He'll be arraigned Friday on charges of transporting undocumented immigrants. His attorneys deny those charges. ABC's Catherine Falder says
the decision to indict Abrego Garcia led to the resignation of a top federal prosecutor in Tennessee. His departure prompted by concerns that the case was being brought for political reasons.
In Washington, D.C., World Pride Parade Saturday. Pride celebrations continue across the world throughout the month, but organizers in many places say they're dealing with funding cuts. San Francisco Pride says it lost $200,000 in contributions after 5 major sponsors dropped out. Stephanie Muffson is the owner of the Parade Guys in San Francisco.
A lot of the healthcare companies are still showing up, and it's great to see that they were here before it was cool. They were here when it was cool, and they're still here now that it's...
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. As federal electric vehicle incentives face potential rollbacks, a new study is highlighting the burden of gasoline costs on Black and Latino drivers. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Fuel Equity Report shows Blacks and Latinos are super users of gasoline, spending on average 15% of their paycheck to fuel their cars. The median household income for Blacks and Latinos in Wisconsin is between $31,000 and $46,000. Dr. Shelley Francis with EV Hybrid Noir says systemic factors like disinvestment in public transportation, economic segregation, and long commute times all contribute to the disproportionate impact.
They're also more likely on average to be driving these older, less fuel efficient cars due to income as well as financing barriers that they may experience.
The study says EV adoption could save Blacks and Latinos an average of $4,900 a year on fuel and maintenance, but barriers like affordability, charging access, and education persist. The report found the top 10% of Black and Latino gasoline users are generally concentrated in smaller cities and rural areas. The study suggests targeted policies to encourage equitable adoption of EV for Black and Latino communities, including enhancing purchase incentives, expanding financing options, and increasing charging infrastructure in communities where top gasoline users live. Francis says addressing the big misinformation gap about EVs is also crucial.
pushing more of those types of stories out there to show like the everyday driver. It's not some fancy person living out in a castle somewhere. It's just regular folks who are trying to work, make ends meet, and provide for their families.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To New Wisco Weekend for June 7th and 8th. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Summer is here. The hazy, lazy days can bring with them many dangers, from accidents during outdoor activities to burns to insect bites and medical emergencies. That's why our theme this week is all about the ways that you can stay safe while having fun in the summer. Our cover story shows how one family is holding their personal tragedy up as an example and an attempt to get EpiPens in the hands of all first responders. Civic Media's Melissa Kay met up with the Miller family and shares that interview with us. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Commentator Amanda Nimmer rants for a bit about the dangers in her neighborhood. We have stories from Conrad Krieger on how food and water can help you stay healthy and safe when playing sports. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how to shelter from the storm. Melissa Kay also brings us a thoughtful story on protecting yourself from the buzzing, biting, and stinging insects of summer. Pete Schwabba brings us a laugh or two with his classic cinema pick of the week. And later, Cody James appeared on a recent episode of Mino and the Mayor, and we get to share some of his music with you. First, did you know that according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, there were 10 heat-related deaths in Wisconsin in 2023, and more than 750 Wisconsinites visited the emergency room with heat-related illnesses that year? Keep that in mind as we start to heat up this summer. Staying hydrated is the most important defense. Joanne Krulatz opens up our issue of New Wisco Weekend with a hot take that has nothing to do with the summer sun, but everything to do with burns and staying safe.
Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health Adult Trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Sheehan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
As the temperatures rise in the summer, of course, hydration is very important, especially if you're an athlete. Here's Conrad Krieger with that story.
Nutrition is very important to any athlete. I talk with Mark Hewson with Bell and Sports Medicine about nutrition in athletes.
How to get the energy in their bodies sometimes days before. You know, I think they have to look at what sport they're in. When do they need to perform? Is it a practice? Is it a meet? And what are you trying to do? So when I say that is, you know, if it's a football game and it's Friday night, you know, we just got through week one and saw some kids that were cramping and it was 70 degrees out. You know, it wasn't 90 degrees out. So it's a matter of hydrating days before. The same thing goes, what energy are you putting in to get, you know, protein and not fats? You know, you don't want something just sitting in your stomach and feeling like you got a rock in there. So it's very important to get that food in there in a timely fashion. And then knowing, hey, is this going to be used quickly? Is it going to be used long term? You know, is my sport, are you running a sprint? And is that all you need to do? Or do you need to last for 3 hours? So it there's a science to what are you eating, when are you eating it, and how are you using that energy.
My follow-up was, how important is it to stay hydrated throughout the day, especially like game days? It's super important.
Yeah, great call out. You know, here just yesterday we were hitting the 90s and probably the hottest day of the summer. We did get storms earlier, but as we're doing this program, you know, it's low 80s but getting real humid. And it's not about saying, oh geez, now it's getting hot, I'm gonna start hydrating, because if you're already behind now and you have practice here in an hour or whatever, you're probably going to struggle just finishing the practice. You may cramp up, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, is cramping really that big a deal? It's just in your calves. Have a calf problem, you know, we sometimes all get them at the middle of the night and it's bad enough. Now get one on the middle of a field or a court, and then think about if it starts affecting you in your abdominals. That's when you know it's really serious. So yeah, it's a matter with hydration. You know, everyone says, what's the science with that? It's not a matter of just pumping your body full of fluid because you can overhydrate. It's a matter of how does your body use it. Your body and your stomach can only empty out so much water or liquid at a time. So for example, if it's just water, it's great. That's all you have. Water is great. But you can put, you know, you can use a Gatorade or a Powerade. You know, Gatorade's got product in there that's going to replace potassium, sodium. It's called electrolytes. And that's sometimes a key on these hot, humid days when your body is sweating and using up more of that liquid.
What kind of advice would you give an athlete trying to eat like a healthier lifestyle?
I think start slow. You know, I think sometimes if you start too quick and you get too aggressive, your body does want to hold to it. I think the easy one is hydration. Get rid of the sodas, get rid of the high energy drinks, stick with basic water. If you start drinking a lot of water throughout the day, yes, a lot of times you'll say, man, I have to go to the bathroom more. That's true. But water is going to be great for you. I think going to a balanced diet, eating breakfast, eating a regular lunch, knowing when, hey, your activity is, okay, maybe for, let's say, football at this time of the year, I have to practice from 3:30 to 6 o'clock. But on game night, now I'm playing at 7 o'clock. So you need to know when that food's going in and when is it going to be in use.
That was Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine. With New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Thanks for spending some of your New Wisco Weekend with us on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
One of my favorite parts of New Wisco Weekend is our commentary from Amanda Nimmer. You never know what she's going to come out with.
It's no surprise that with nicer weather, everyone's going outside. I mean, we've had cabin fever for months now. Winter lasts like 8 months in this state. So yeah, with nicer weather, we want to go outside. And that's the beauty of late spring, early summer, is opening the windows and suddenly your neighborhood comes to life. Everyone's laughing, screaming, playing outside, on the sidewalk, crossing the road, playing in their yards. So when you're driving through neighborhoods, pay attention and slow the f*** down. Here's why I'm being aggressive. I have lived in my house for almost 7 years now. I live on a corner lot at an unmarked intersection. For those who don't know, means there are no stop signs, no yield signs. It's just a four-way crossing that you have to hope another car isn't coming by if you choose not to slow down and look first. Almost 7 years I have lived here, and there have been 6 car crashes at that corner. That corner alone. 6 car crashes. 6! because you people aren't slowing down. One of those crashes, someone was going so fast down a 25 mile per hour marked road, okay, in the city, that when the accident happened, their car flew into my kitty corner neighbor's yard and almost hit their building. I'd say that's about a good, 15, 20 feet from the road. Could have been mine. Could have been my house. Could have been my corner. We built a fence, right? We built a fence. I'm going off track here. The theme is totally lost. We built a fence, okay? And the rules of the town of which I live in, Manitowoc, is that your front yard, it has to be 4 feet max, and anything else can be like 5 or 6. The front of my house is the shortest part of my yard. The side is where the entirety of my yard is, right? Okay, when we built that fence, after I'd say 3 accidents have happened at this point, someone complained to the city. By the way, another rule of building fences on a corner lot is that you have to have a 15 feet from the corner to the start of your fence section where the fence cannot be built, just for people to be able to see as they pass. Like, fine, I lose 15 feet of yard usage, whatever. So we have that like oblong off. I don't know the proper terms. I'm frustrated and venting. So we followed all those rules. Then someone complained that they were unable to see the road despite us following the rules. And the city came out and told us we had to rebuild the fence at 4 feet all around. No matter how we tried to fight it, we had no choice but to knock it down to 4 feet, because somebody who normally flies through this area going way over the recommended 25 miles per hour, not recommended, the law of 25 miles per hour, complained because they had to slow down when crossing that section. And I'm over here thinking to myself, good, because you guys won't let us get a stop sign. We've tried. Good. I'm glad you had to slow down. They couldn't just fly by that fast anymore. So long story long, because people don't want to take the time to look out for moving objects in the road and pedestrians and basically anyone but themselves, I now have a corner of my yard my kids can't play in because I like my children and don't want them to get hit by a car, and a way shorter fence. But that's a whole other frustration that has nothing to do with summer safety, which is our theme this week, right? So slow the f*** down, guys. There's people out and about. And in my particular case, there is a high school 2 blocks over. Lots of children in the area. Keep your eyes open, keep your ears on, and look around. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer. And I guess, there you go. I don't know. Come back next week, I'll have something better. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out.
When we come back, our cover story on a movement to make sure all first responders have EpiPens available at all times. First, health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to wear a helmet when they're out riding bikes, skateboards, or electric scooters this summer. They say an average of 70% of the kids who were hospitalized at American Family Children's Hospital following a bike accident were not wearing a helmet when they crashed. They also say nearly half of the head injuries resulting from bike accidents could have been prevented if the rider had been wearing a helmet. As the weather starts to warm up, they're hoping kids will take more precautions to protect themselves. So do you need some tips to choose a helmet for your child? Well, let your child pick out the helmet that he or she likes. Choose a bright color to help drivers see them. It should be snug, but not too tight. And the helmet should not move from side to side when your child shakes his head. Replace any helmet that's damaged or that's been involved in a crash. This is New Wisco Weekend.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969. I was near Dak To in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Did you know that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has a webpage dedicated to staying safe in the summer? It's got summer safety tips where food is concerned, recreational water safety, hot weather in the sun, fireworks safety, and even advice for interacting with animals and creepy crawlers. Find out more by visiting dhs.wisconsin.gov. Here's Pete Schwab's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwab's classic movie pick of the week.
This week's pick takes us back to 1976 on the last day of school for a group of partying, bell-bottom-wearing teenagers in Texas. If you're a movie buff, you might have already guessed, but this week's pick is Dazed and Confused. Remember when you were nervous about going to your first party? Or when you got made fun of because you mispronounced the name of a band? If those were the type of things that stressed you out, imagine what the kids in Dazed and Confused went through when they realized their end-of-the-year kegger was kiboshed, forcing them to improvise. No small task when most of them are under some type of influence. That is pretty much the plot of Dazed and Confused. Simple, but nuanced, with great characters. Jason London plays Randall Pink Floyd, a high school football star who refuses to sign a coach's pledge not to drink or do drugs over the summer as a championship season looms. A solid ensemble of up-and-coming actors grace the screen in Dazed and Confused. There is, of course, Matthew McConaughey in his first feature film role as Wooderson, a guy a few years removed from high school who exudes small-town charm.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, Christ.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Cool. You heard about the party being busted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Not to worry. There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. It's out at the Moon Tower. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay.
Say you need a ride?
No, I got my own car. Thanks.
Yeah, well, listen, you ought to ditch the geeks you're in the car with now and get in with us, but that's all right. We'll worry about that later. I will see you there, all right?
Bye.
I love those redheads, man.
I know you. We had geography together, remember?
Oh, great. Oh, God.
so creepy. Ugh. Why are you smiling?
I thought he was cute.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You thought he was cute?
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
Like Wooderson, many of the characters in this week's film, just like many teenagers, think they have all the answers, which gives them an innocent, fun-loving energy. The cast is also comprised of Mila Jovovich, Parker Posey, Cole Hauser, and a young Ben Affleck. This is director Richard Linklater's third feature film and follow-up to his critically acclaimed Slacker. Born and raised in Houston, Texas, Linklater is a self-taught auteur who decided he wanted to be a director while working on an offshore oil rig. He is one of the most critically acclaimed directors of his era due to his unique approach to storytelling. His films tell stories of everyday people, and his characters are authentic and relatable, and oftentimes more important to the director than the plot of his films. Linklater is currently at work on a project that will take 20 years to complete, which will put the director in his 80s at the premiere. His film Boyhood took 12 years to complete and was Oscar nominated. The stories behind the scenes of Dazed and Confused are almost as interesting as the film itself. Mila Jovovich was just 17 at the time of filming and eloped with co-star Sean Andrews. Jovovich's mother got the marriage annulled immediately. According to the Internet Movie Database, the word man is used 203 times and there are 59 F-bombs in the film. The film has a fantastic soundtrack, but it was expensive, with almost 20% of the budget going toward music, including the song you're hearing right now. Dazed and Confused made money, but not right out of the gate. It was considered a box office flop. Dazed and Confused is one of Quentin Tarantino's favorite films, and according to director Kevin Smith, Linklater's Slacker is what made him want to make movies. And finally, not a big surprise, but the film's title comes from a Led Zeppelin song. Dazed and Confused is this week's classic movie pick of the week. Have a great summer, everyone. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwaba.
With warm weather comes the increased possibility of bugs and bug bites. Melissa Kay has some important information for us.
Bug bites may be common in the summer when you're spending more time outdoors and there are lots of bugs to watch out for.
So sometimes you see a lot of different bugs throughout the summer and there's a variety of things that can sting or bite you. Sometimes there'll be mosquitoes, bees, ticks, spiders.
That's Olivia Bishop, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus. She said for mild reactions to bites and stings, you should be able to use over-the-counter treatments to find relief from itching or pain.
For the itching that often comes with these bug bites, you can purchase hydrocortisone cream over-the-counter, as well as calamine lotion. Those are two options that can help decrease the itching.
Bishop said oral allergy medication can also be used, as well as ice for swelling and ibuprofen or acetaminophen for pain. Severe allergic reactions can also happen.
Swelling around your face, eyes, lips, those could be signs of more serious reactions. The development of hives on your body if you experience nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, as well as anaphylaxis, so tightening of the throat if you have difficulty breathing.
If you experience any of these symptoms, you should call 911. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Melissa Kay.
When the sirens go off or an emergency alert pops up on your phone telling you to take shelter from a tornado warning, do you know where to go? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us where.
Always go to the lowest level, like a basement if you have it, or the ground floor. You want to try to pick a spot that's got as many walls between you and the outside as possible. That may be a closet, under the stairs, in the bathroom. Most tornadoes tend to tear through the upper levels and rip out exterior walls as the roof blows off. Then flying debris becomes missiles, so you're going to want to find something to cover yourself up with. And of course, get low and cover your head. If you're stuck driving, pull over and get inside. Seek shelter. Don't stay in your car or go under an overpass. You're seriously safer getting into a ditch. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can find the New Wisco Weekend podcast anywhere you get your podcast and take it along with you anywhere with the Civic Media app. Download the app today in the Apple Store or Google Play Store.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, an emotional cover story. We'll be back right after the news.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's threat to deploy Marines amid protests in Los Angeles, quote, deranged behavior. He had also said that President Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard was not necessary. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks the president made the right decision.
Gavin Newsom has shown an inability or an unwillingness to do what is necessary there. So the president stepped in. That's real leadership, and he has the authority and the responsibility to do it.
That followed 2 days of clashes in these protests. The deputy director of the FBI says there have been arrests made in Los Angeles and in New York City. At midnight, the travel ban takes effect after the executive order President Trump signed last week. It blocks travel to the U.S. for people from 12 countries and restricts travel from 7 others. No injuries reported in Bogota, Colombia.
Doctor says you could if you wanted to.
Oh, sure. Easy as pie. You read?
Yeah.
What about our glee club?
No, not today, Billy. I don't feel up to it.
Oh, brother. Let's run on the family.
Well, how about it, kids? Have you all done your practicing?
Yeah. Me.
Well, don't call me. I'll call you.
How do you expect us to sleep with that?
Well, honey, it's a lullaby. I wrote it. It's a lullaby called Lullaby in Ragtime. I wrote it for the baby, too, didn't I?
I know it's a lullaby. You know it's a lullaby, but the baby doesn't. Stop making it sound like the Anvil Chorus.
Fellas, you heard what the lady said, didn't you? Let's play it pianinum some more and dantarini. In case any of you have had any musical training, you know what that means.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
I'll learn how to speak it.
Softly.
Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way by the way that they play, as still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush, so you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye my baby, don't you cry my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you rock me to a ragtime lullaby? Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way. It's by the way that they play. As still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush. So you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye my baby, don't you cry my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you
Danny Kaye, Barbara Bel Geddes.
Lullaby and good night with roses bedight creep into thy bed. There pillow thy head. If God wills, thou shalt wake when the morning doth break. If God wills, thou shalt wake when the morning.
Jerry, Lawrence Welk, Jane Walton. Mm-hmm.
by an old melody. Visions of someone, a sweet angel face. One day she left me and Dad took her place. Each night he'd put me to sleep with a sigh. He'd sing this quaint lullaby. Your daddy's work is through, your playtime's over too, and soon you'll close your sleepy eyes. Now say a little prayer for someone way up there. Just listen while you're praying. You will hear her saying, Mother has watched over you. Now go to sleep for Dad. That was my daddy's
now. Close your sleepy eyes, baby. I will sing you off to Lullaby Land. Nighttime is here, the moon will appear. So go to sleep, go to sleep, my dear. Little pint-sized, close your sleepy eyes soon now. In the moonrise, dream your innocent dream. Just like we planned, I'm holding your hand. So go to sleep now, go to Lullaby
promise never to bring it up.
Music of the Stars. More for Father's Day next week. Benny Goodman. Come on, it's not over yet. Wake up. Music of the Star. Well, we're on the air from 7 till high noon on most of our affiliates. Good morning, Hayward, WBZH. 9:10 a.m. and 96.9. Coast to coast at civicmedia.us.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly. Oh,
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
And thank you for being here, everybody. Each and every week now, with the music of the stars from 7 o'clock till high noon central. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to present these tunes for you, and I enjoy hearing them again, too. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because you're always in my heart, my love.
You can hear us worldwide, civicmedia.us. On most of these stations, we're on from 7 till high noon, Central Time. It's the music of the stars, and you're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it.
Thank you.
next week we do a salute to birthday boy Don Ameche. The kid from Kenosha. Did I add? Oscar winner. Come join us at Harbor Fest here in Racine, Wisconsin. Now stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Next week, Father's Day all over the place here on The Music of the Stars. And until we meet again, there's podcasts. Look for civicmedia.us for shows, and there we are. All our programs are archived. And keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.